This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
You're listening to The Alex Jones Show.
Came in last night at 10:30. That baby of mine wouldn't let me in. So move it on over.
Move it on over.
Move it on over.
Move it on over.
Move over, little dog, cause the big dog's moving in. She's changed the lock on our front door. My door key don't fit no more. So get it on over.
That's right. We are now moving on over into the fourth hour of the Alex Jones Show. I am Leanne McAdoo, being joined by Owen Schroyer. If your local station doesn't pick up the fourth hour, hopefully by now you have already tuned in and you are watching us via the Infowars.com/show link, so you can see myself and Owen Schroyer and all the lovely the loveliness that we are bringing to your screen. Now, Owen, I wanted to go ahead and kind of start this segment talking about the fact that the Drudge Report was under the biggest DDoS attack since the site's inception. We ourselves here at InfoWars have been being the victims of these DDoS attacks as well. This is, of course, when you have massive traffic overwhelming a website's servers. And so Matt Drudge tweets out, you know, is the U.S. government attacking Drudge Report? And he points out that kind of tongue-in-cheek how, these certainly can't be tracked back to Fort Meade. So, I mean, he's able to see where these thousands of alleged accounts are coming from that are flooding his site. What do you make of this? Now our government is telling us that we need to be very, very afraid of Russian hackers. Meanwhile, the government here is actually doing the hacking.
Well, I'm glad that you pointed that out. And as far as his mentioning Fort Meade, I don't know if he was being sarcastic in that tweet or if he actually traced those back to Fort Meade. I don't really know. Matt, if you want to come back to InfoWars sometime soon to give us the inside scoop, we'd be glad to have you here. But it is funny. I'm glad that you mentioned that point about the Russians, because these are real DDoS attacks that have shut down InfoWars. They shut down Drudge Report. And these are things that actually happened. But the public is more concerned about Russian hacking of the election with no proof. And in fact, I had this debate with people on Twitter yesterday. Let's, again, be perfectly clear. Okay? They didn't hack the election. Mm-hmm. If Russia hacked anything, they hacked email servers, but WikiLeaks says that these are leaks.
John Podesta and his people fell for a phishing scam.
Or got phished, which is even worse.
And then you're really dumb and you want to be in control of the country.
So, but that's a good point in where they will have the American public frightened or thinking that Russia is hacking everything or meddling, influencing our election.
Meanwhile, Obama has come out and said, we are going to take retaliatory measures, cyber measures here as well.
Of course, after saying there's no such thing as a rigged election, let's not forget about that.
Right. You know, and let's also not forget, let's take this back when President Obama was having a presidential debate versus Mitt Romney. He actually laughed in Mitt Romney's face when Mitt Romney said that he thought the biggest threat to United States was Russia. Russia posed the greatest threat to the United States. And Obama laughed in his face and said, really? You know, the Cold War wants its foreign policy back.
No. You know why Obama laughed at Mitt Romney's face? Because Obama knows damn well that he's the biggest threat to this country.
At the time, yes.
Okay? So it's not Russia, it's right. Obama. But back to the Drudge thing. As you pointed out, it's interesting. InfoWars gets hit with the huge DDoS attack. Drudge gets hit with the big DDoS attack. Shuts down both sides. Unprecedented level.
RT does as well.
So, you know. But this is ignored. I don't think we're going to get any investigation from the government, no statement from the government. It's just going to be Russia, Russia, Russia. And it'll be interesting to see if these type of attacks continue, who is being attacked. Right now, we can obviously see a pattern here. Conservative or right-wing, quote-unquote, media.
Anyone that the establishment deems to be fake news. But the reason why Drudge tweeted out that it was suspicious, considering the timing, was because it was just after Obama made his announcements about expelling these Russian intelligence operatives. And
the headline on Drudge was Lame Duck Obama.
Ooh, he doesn't like that. He should have tweeted it out as a meme. All right, stick around. Owen Schroyer is going to be staying with me for the rest of the hour.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Cal-Bend Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's FIVESTARSOAP.com. Or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
What looks good under your Christmas tree and tastes even better? Big Berkey water filters. Yes, the gift of clean water. A gift that provides a great foundation for achieving good health in the lives of your loved ones. A Big Berkey water filter gives them protection from bacteria, heavy metals, chlorine, fluoride, pesticides and herbicides, VOCs and more. And best of all, a Big Berkey water filter is a gift that lasts for many years with no additional investment. And that saves time and money in filter replacements that other water filters require and are even powerful enough to purify treated, untreated, or even stagnant pond water. As always, all orders over $50 are shipped free, and GCN listeners get 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Order online at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com, spelled Big, B-E-R-K-E-Y, WaterFilters.com, or call 877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-B-E-R-K-E-Y. Gift well this Christmas. Give a Big Berkey water filter.
Will the government protect your family from Iran and North Korea's newest weapon, EMP? We buy guns to protect ourselves, home, health, and car insurance for accidents. Maybe you also have food storage. But how would you keep your refrigerator running in a long-term EMP blackout? Using tested military designs, the Solark EMP-hardened solar generator protects and powers your critical appliances for years without burying items underground or wrapping them in aluminum foil. Unlike other preps, Solark is used every day to help offset your electric bill automatically. Visit PortableSolarLLC.com to learn how easily expandable the system is. Solark is the most affordable and powerful solution on the market. The whole system even fits in the back of a pickup or SUV and can install in less than an hour. See for yourself why Solark beats other off-grid systems at PortableSolarLLC.com. Don't wait for the government. Go to PortableSolarLLC.com to learn why Solark is energy insurance for your family.
Waging war on corruption. It's Alex Jones coming to you live from the front lines of the InfoWar.
Welcome back to the Alex Jones Show. Leanne McAdoo here, hosting alongside Austin Owen Troyer, the Cuck Slayer. Now, I wanted to make sure that you guys know that if you're waiting to get your products from the InfoWar store, now is the time to do it because we are quickly selling out of everything. And it's going to be several weeks to possibly a month or more before we're going to get new shipments in of all of our products. They're not going to be arriving until, you know, probably February after the new year. So now's the time. We're extending the 2016 Christmas Super Sale throughout this week. Some of our top products there at InfoWars Life, those formulas like DNA Force, are already sold out. And many others are quickly selling out. We don't have a lot. We've got to, of course, save some of those bottles for auto ship. So if you're not signed up for auto ship, then I highly recommend that. But this is your last chance to stock up on all your favorite products. We're running out of inventory quickly. And like I said, you will have to wait about a month or so. They're going to be on back order. We've got Living Defense, 30% off, Super Male Vitality, Silver Bullet Colloidal Silver is actually 50% off, Brain Force Plus, 33% off, Winter Sun Vitamin D, 25% off, and Survival Shield X2 is 30% off. We've also have extended the store-wide free shipping. Everything is going to be free shipping. So get the gift of life pack. Get everything that you can possibly buy that hasn't already sold out at the InfoWarsLife.com. Visit it today. Secure your order. We are going to completely sell out of a lot of our most popular life InfoWars life formulas. So, Mr. Scheuer, I know you sent some to your family members as little Christmas stocking stuffers. So.
They loved them. They loved them. And actually, I probably wouldn't even be here right now if it wasn't for the lung cleanse that I took this morning.
I know these allergies in Austin. I'm
terrible.
I sound like I've got a smoker's lung or something, but yeah, it's the lung cleanse is a lifesaver. I love it.
Yeah, it was huge. I hit it this morning with these allergies. It really does clear up the throat. I've got some other things to clear up here, Leanne. Now, I tweeted this out yesterday, and people were blowing up on Twitter and social media about this story from the Washington Examiner. California Democrats legalize child prostitution. Now, I'm going to get into the actual bill and the nuts and bolts of it, but just some highlights from this story. Beginning on January 1st, prostitution by minors will be legal in California. SB 1322 bars law enforcement from arresting sex workers who are under the age of 18 for soliciting or engaging in prostitution. So teenagers in California will soon be free to have sex in exchange for money without fear of arrest or prosecution. Legislation was written, passed by progressive Democrats who control California state governments with a two-thirds supermajority. Predictable consequence of how the real villains, pimps, and other traffickers in human misery will respond to this new law isn't difficult to foresee. Of course, for the Democrats who think that they can create a utopia, it is. Alameda County District Attorney Nancy O'Malley says, I quote, "It just opens up the front door for traffickers to use these kids to commit crimes and exploit them for even worse." Now,
exactly. Same reason ISIS uses little kids.
So here's the deal. I've got the bill in front of me. You saw me print this thing out today. It's 35 pages of changes, of laws, existing laws, amendments. And it's a bunch of, you can imagine, I mean, if you've studied law at all, you know how these documents go. But, you know, I wouldn't even mind reading this. But basically what this really is, it does allow pimps or human traffickers to essentially now, this story isn't exactly true.
I mean, right. It is. The road to hell is paved with good intentions, basically, as the saying goes. So they are good intentioned in that. What's happening now is that these children or, you know, these young kids who are getting trafficked, they're getting arrested, and then they're getting a criminal record, and then they're getting tossed back out on the street. So they're doing this to now kind of label these kids as a victim, not as a prostitute, where they're going to have this record. So in that part, I get it. I understand. However, when you're dealing with these evil pimps and traffickers, what they're going to do, just like what ISIS does with their little underage jihadis, they know now that these young people aren't going to face any kind of prosecution, so they'll get out of. They say that the police can pick these kids up and take them into protective custody, but they can only do that under certain circumstances. They can't hold them for very long. They have to be,
I think it's 2 days max.
Yeah, and then so if these kids have nowhere to go, they're going to go right back to the people that are supposedly taking care of them.
Yeah.
You know, so it's, and these traffickers know that these kids are going to get right back out of, you're not going to go to jail. They're going to get right back out. The cops won't pick them up if they're loitering.
And it becomes a slap on the wrist type of punishment for who's ever involved in this, especially, the person who is
pimping out these kids,
not just pimping, but also, I guess, hiring them for whatever it is they're doing, sexual acts or whatever it is. It's more of a slap on the wrist for them as well. But as you said, I mean, I can see what they thought they were doing here. I don't think the headline from Washington Examiner is exactly accurate, but it will be interesting to see what sort of, backlash we see from this in the legal system, in the court system in California, which is already, bass ackwards to begin with.
Right. Well, they talk about how I forget a lady there in government's name, but she actually did away with California. There was a law saying if you're taking in welfare, if you're a welfare recipient and you have more kids while you're on welfare, you're not going to get an increase in the amount of welfare you're getting sent. And of course, that has the the effect of having these people just say, well, I'm going to have 10 kids because I'm going to get all this welfare. Well, she did away with that.
Idiocracy.
And now California, which is on the verge of bankruptcy, they always are.
On the verge?
They are now going to say.
They went over the cliff.
If you're on welfare and then you keep on having kids, you are going to continue to get more money, more in welfare payments.
And
so it's just incentivizing being a warden of the state and not giving you the means to go out and make a better life for yourself and your family.
Here's my philosophy for issues like this, Leanne. This is why we have a judge and a jury. Okay? We're supposed to have judges that are reasonable, logical thinking people. And if you start to see legal action being taken by the judge that's putting these minors into situations that maybe perhaps is not beneficial for their future, well, then maybe the judges need to look internally and say, well, you know what, maybe we can take measurements here because we're the judge. I mean, we are the judge. We have the final say. Maybe we can take steps. But instead, they just want to write more legislation, write more bills. It's just like what Margaret was talking about earlier, the story. What is it? Obama unleashes 3,853 regulations, a record 97,000 pages of red tape. 97,000 pages. What the hell is going on? 97. What are you writing? This isn't even a book. Encyclopedia of law in 1 year?
That no one understands, and that's just going to be, bog down the system to try to repeal these type of regulations. But that's just it, is they feel like they can regulate their way to utopia, and it's not going to happen. It's just going to create a lot of people who are going to take advantage of the system, just like you have this Berlin jihadist who took advantage of Germany's welfare state and was using all these multiple identities to take advantage of the welfare, because, again, you can't vet them. They can tell you whatever the heck they want. They have a fake ID that they've printed up, at their different little...
it's not like Obama has been told that. No one told Obama that's going on. He doesn't know.
No, it's crazy. But you are actually a racist, and I am as well, for thinking that it's crazy.
For wanting to have a country and a border. I know.
Well,
it's tough. It's tough.
You know what I've come to understand that's crazy? Is the fact that we are trying to make sense of all of the sociopathic moves that are going on right now by Obama and his administration. They're sociopaths. They're crazy.
It is kind of like beating your head against the wall.
We're trying to make sense of it all. It's like, no, you can't make sense of crazy.
Well, how about
this? It's crazy.
Try making sense of this. And this is Donald Trump being right again, not racist, right. Mexican man charged with rape had 19 deportations.
Deportations.
Thank you. A Mexican man accused of raping a 13-year-old girl on a Greyhound bus that traveled through Kansas has been deported 10 times and voluntarily removed from the U.S. another 9 times since 2003. So there you go, folks.
So he voluntarily...
He says Mexicans are raping everyone.
He voluntarily leaves how many
again.
Times? 9 times. So they come, they're like, okay, are you going to leave? And he's like, yeah, I'll go.
Hey, yeah,
and he knows he's just going to walk right back.
Hey, you were fondling a little girl on a bus. Do you mind leaving the country? Oh, yeah, sure, no problem. I'll see you next week.
Oh, yeah.
See you guys. He's like
I'll
a regular down
out.
At the jailhouse. See you, Joe. Hey, thanks for the coffee, Bill. We'll see you next week. I got a Greyhound bus trip here. I just bought it. I'm a Mexican citizen. I was touching a 13-year-old girl, but I'll be back, baby. Thanks to Barack Obama. In fact, he might want to go hang out in California now.
And that's the ridiculous sociopathic thing that I'm talking about, is that we here, especially in Texas, that have and InfoWars actually reporting on what's going on at the border, saying, wow, this is crazy. The Border Patrol agents are actually speaking out on camera for the first time ever, saying, this is crazy. We need to get a handle on this. We are being gaslighted into thinking that we are crazy. We are racist. Just let these people in. Let them rape your daughters. It's totally fine. Stop.
You're racist if you want to deport them.
Stop being racist. You know what?
It's not going on. These are not the droids you're looking for. That's right. The Force works well on the weak-minded. Okay. Where do you want to go from here, Leanne? Look at this. I got a stack of news. I don't even know whose stack of news this was sitting on the desk before we got
this
in here.
This was for Mr. Alex Jones, and he always says, all right, I'm going to get serious. I'm going to get to all of these articles that are on my desk. And
yeah, a whole
as
book.
We all know, Alex Jones is famous for going off on a tangent.
Well, you know what? While we're on that, we're about to go to break. Uber driver reports suspicious behavior Passengers now face child sex charges. These two women had a 16-year-old girl in the Uber car talking about sketchy things. He calls the police. Turns out that they were basically pimping out this little girl riding around in Uber talking about it. What has this world come
and
to?
And he was a good, upstanding citizen.
Oh, and I bet,
a
good thing it was a human driving that Uber car. If it was a robot, you probably wouldn't have caught these freaks.
Good point. Stick around. We'll be right back.
Offer not valid in all states where prohibited by law. See website for details.
Need some extra cash today? Do you have bad credit or maxed out credit cards? If so, turn your radio up. 45cash.com is one of the nation's largest personal loan networks with over 50 different lenders. Now you can get a personal loan for up to $5,000 with any type of credit discreetly from your computer or smartphone and with no paperwork to send in. That's right, no paperwork whatsoever. Your cash will hit your bank account as soon as tomorrow as our lenders have millions of dollars to lend regardless of your credit history. Visit 45cash.com and you can have up to $5,000 in no time. Just have a checking account and a regular source of income and you can get the loan you need now, regardless of your credit. Go to 45cash.com from your smartphone or computer to get the cash you need. Visit 45cash.com. Type www.45cash.com directly into the address bar. That's 45cash.com. 45cash.com.
Will the government protect your family from Iran and North Korea's newest weapon, EMP? We buy guns to protect ourselves, home, health, and car insurance for accidents. Maybe you also have food storage. But how would you keep your refrigerator running in a long-term EMP blackout? Using tested military designs, the Solark EMP-hardened solar generator protects and powers your critical appliances for years without burying items underground or wrapping them in aluminum foil. Unlike other preps, Solark is used every day to help offset your electric bill automatically. Visit PortableSolarLLC.com to learn how easily expandable the system is. Solark is the most affordable and powerful solution on the market. The whole system even fits in the back of a pickup or SUV and can install in less than an hour. See for yourself why Solark beats other off-grid systems at PortableSolarLLC.com. Don't wait for the government. Go to PortableSolarLLC.com to learn why Solark is energy insurance for your family.
What would your life be like if you woke up each morning with new vitality, feeling better than you have in years, and you noticed a difference in your sleeping patterns, blood sugar levels, and had a sense of well-being overall? There's something that is changing thousands of people's lives, and you could be one of them. It's called Heart and Body Extract. Sharon Harris, co-creator of Heart and Body Extract, talks about the positive effects of Heart and Body Extract.
What happens with the formula Heart and Body Extract is it's giving the body the necessary vitamins, minerals, amino acids, enzymes, and phytonutrients so the body will heal itself. And yes, the body does have the ability to balance blood pressure, balance cholesterol, clean and unclog the arteries. It can also work on balancing the circulation for diabetics. So the body is an amazing thing. It simply needs some help so it has the tools to heal itself.
Heart and Body Extract gets results. To order your 2-month supply, call now, toll free at 866-295-5305. Order online at hbextract.com.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Cal Bend Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's FIVESTARSOAP.com. Or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
Listening to the Alex Jones Show, and this is the Overdrive Hour. I am Leanne McAdoo, joined by Owen Schroyer, and we are going. I want to say we are your source for all the fake news, but you know, then Rachel Maddow will take that out and run with it. Here's your real source for all the fake news: CNN. So here they are pushing the whole fake news narrative, and now they run a fake news story about how Russia closed an Anglo-American school in Moscow in retaliation for President Obama's sanctions. They said Russian authorities ordered the closure of the Anglo-American school of Moscow, a U.S. official briefed on the matter said. So here, once again, they have their anonymous sources informing the media to go ahead and ramp up this Russia is the bad guy, Cold War deja vu. And Russia immediately snapped back and said, come on, you guys, that's absolutely not true. It's a lie. Apparently the White House has completely lost its senses and began inventing sanctions against its own children. So there you go. Fake news.
Well, and here's the thing. I'll take the neutral stance on this. Okay, let's say at the worst here or whatever, let's say CNN, they just got it wrong, okay? Now, I hate CNN. I can't stand CNN. Let's just try to remain neutral here. CNN, maybe they just got it wrong. My point is, folks, you can't just label somebody fake news. You can't just say, well, maybe CNN or MSNBC. But the point is, everybody should be allowed to operate. We all have a First Amendment right. We all have the right to free press, okay? And it's the end user. It's up to you to decide what's real and what's fake. So did CNN intentionally put this story out or not? I don't know. The point is, for them to sit here and call anyone fake news is the most hypocritical thing ever.
Well, the thing is, they're just running with the story based on all their anonymous intelligent sources. And that's the thing is we believe those intelligent sources as well, that Saddam Hussein had weapons of mass destruction, and we see where that went. But speaking of fake news, there's another story that's coming out about, Queen Elizabeth.
She's been
holed up for 10 days.
Where is she?
Conspiracy theories are swirling around the internet.
Mm-hmm.
I want to find out from these callers, where do they think, where is Queen Elizabeth? What's the article?
She's been, this is from the Express. Queen Elizabeth health update, latest as Queen remains indoors for the 10th. Consecutive day. What do you think she's doing behind closed doors for 10 days? Maybe a hyperbaric chamber? You know, maybe some, what was the name of the witch in Snow White? Maybe she's got a little Snow White witch thing going on, if you know what I'm saying, sucking the essence of the young. I don't know. This is just fake news. But let's go to some of the callers who's been holding the longest. Let's go to Daniel.
In New Jersey. Where do you think Queen Elizabeth is?
Hello?
Go ahead, Daniel. Make it quick.
One thing I think Queen Elizabeth is doing is, I think she is preparing herself because she knows that, you know, Great Britain is, finally leaving the European Union. Populism is rising, so as in America. But I think, a question that I have, right, is do you think that, President-elect Trump, right, knowing that he's aware of all this fake news junk and the mainstream media trying to post crap, do you think that Trump is prepared during the inauguration day to really counter and, you know, fight mainstream media? Because they're going to try to attack him again and again and again. And once, you know, Queen Elizabeth comes out, they're going to try to attack her and demonize her for staying in.
Yeah, once Queen Elizabeth comes out looking 10 years younger, you mean? No, I think that Donald Trump is well aware of what's going on. He says the lying, dishonest press, some of the most dishonest people in the world. So I'm
barring them from the White House press corps.
I'm sure he's well aware of how dishonest these people are. But as far as, you know, what I expect him or think he needs to do about the fake news narrative, I like what he's doing. Just ignore it.
Don't even say it.
It's just childish. You know, they can say fake news all day long, but, and, you know, Trump, just ignore it. He doesn't need to say fake news about CNN or info. Just ignore it. Let this whole narrative die with the people that voted for Hillary Clinton. And their politics are dying. Their fake narratives are dying. Reality is finally setting in. And that's why you're seeing people crying and whining and Queen Elizabeth going in her hyperbaric chamber for 10 days.
Daniel in New Jersey, thank you so much. No, I agree. And it's really interesting, though, that the fact that the media, you know, with no proof, Obama is putting these sanctions. He's kicking out the ambassadors. He's shutting down the Russian compounds. And he hasn't offered any intelligence to the House Intelligence Committee, who is overseeing this. They're saying, why haven't we been briefed? What evidence do you have with Russia? But meanwhile, these anonymous
I'm a dictator.
Have told it to the media. The media knows.
I dictate.
Media
Russia hacked the election.
So they're able to push this narrative out there to people who are a little disgruntled with the way the election went. Maybe they want some evidence or some, you know, some backing for them to do their little angry protest for the inauguration.
Justify me, Obama.
You're
justify
a Russian
me.
Agent. Yeah. So, I mean, the media is just taking part in just ramping up this fake news narrative.
I might have to take some binkies to Washington, D.C. for the inauguration.
I think you should. That's excellent. Okay, well, stick around because we got Paul Craig Roberts coming up. What does he think is going on?
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
What would your life be like if you woke up each morning with new vitality, feeling better than you have in years, and you noticed a difference in your sleeping patterns, blood sugar levels, and had a sense of well-being overall? There's something that is changing thousands of people's lives, and you could be one of them. It's called Heart and Body Extract. Sharon Harris, co-creator of Heart and Body Extract, talks about the positive effects of Heart and Body Extract.
What happens with the formula Heart and Body Extract is it's giving the body the necessary vitamins, minerals, amino acids, enzymes, and phytonutrients so the body will heal itself. And yes, the body does have the ability to balance blood pressure, balance cholesterol, clean and unclog the arteries. It can also work on balancing the circulation for diabetics. So the body is an amazing thing. It simply needs some help so it has the tools to heal itself.
Heart and Body Extract gets results. To order your 2-month supply, call now toll free at 866-295-5305. Order online at hbextract.com.
Will the government protect your family from Iran and North Korea's newest weapon, EMP? We buy guns to protect ourselves, home, health, and car insurance for accidents. Maybe you also have food storage. But how would you keep your refrigerator running in a long-term EMP blackout? Using tested military designs, the Solark EMP-hardened solar generator protects and powers your critical appliances for years without burying items underground or wrapping them in aluminum foil. Unlike other preps, Solark is used every day to help offset your electric bill automatically. Visit PortableSolarLLC.com to learn how easily expandable the system is. Solark is the most affordable and powerful solution on the market. The whole system even fits in the back of a pickup or SUV and can install in less than an hour. See for yourself why Solark beats other off-grid systems at PortableSolarLLC.com. Don't wait for the government. Go to PortableSolarLLC.com to learn why Solark is energy insurance for your family.
In these uncertain times, it makes sense to have a sustainable backup method to cook food and boil water. If your current plan includes using a fuel-burning stove or cooking over an open fire, then there's a much better way. The Minuteman Rocket Stove is a biomass-burning cooking stove that only requires small quantities of sticks and twigs for fuel. The Minuteman Stove is easy to use, smokeless, portable, powerful, and sustainable. For the finest in survival cooking stoves and fire starters made right here in the USA, go to MinutemanStove.com. That's MinutemanStove.com.
By now you know that wireless technology like cell phones do in fact pose dangers to the health and privacy of everyone. Lockit Pocket's wide range of products are unmatched in providing the protection you deserve. No scare tactics, just common sense. LockitPocket.com offers quality American-made options to alleviate and eliminate these invisible dangers. Learn more at LockitPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. LockitPocket.com, enhancing health and privacy.
Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want to stop tyranny? Well, so does he. Live from the Infowars.com studios, it's Alex Jones.
Welcome back to the Alex Jones Show. I'm Leanne McAdoo here, joined by Owen Schroyer. And this hour, we are going to be speaking with Paul Craig Roberts. He's got a great article out right now. What is the Obama regime up to? Frankly, I think this is a question that all of us are asking right now. What the heck is going on? Paul Craig Roberts, of course, is an American economist and a columnist for Creators Syndicate, and he served as an assistant secretary of the Treasury in the Reagan administration, earning fame, as the co-founder of Reaganomics. His most recent book is How America Was Lost. You can find all of that as well as this article at paulcraigroberts.org. Paul Craig Roberts, thank you so much for joining the show today. I think we are all really anticipating the information that you're going to be bringing to us. What the heck is going on with the Obama regime?
Well, that's what I asked. They've announces sanctions that really aren't sanctions. It's just the expulsion of diplomats because no other country is required to do the same. When they made this announcement, the Department of Homeland Security released a report in a way that you might think this report supports the case that Obama has made against Russia. But if you look at the report, you notice two things. One is it is merely a report about the kinds of tools and infrastructure that the Russian government has that could be used to bring a cyber attack to the United States, either to private companies or to some public parts of the government. It provides no evidence whatsoever that these tools were actually used. It's just a description of what they may be. And then the other interesting thing about this is at the very top of the report, there is a disclaimer. Let's see if I can read
it. I have it here. It says, you have it in this article. It says, disclaimer, this report is provided as is for informational purposes only. The Department of Homeland Security does not provide any warranties of any kind regarding any information contained within. But you should just go ahead and take it on the word, and we're going to issue these sanctions and kick out the Russian diplomats.
Well, you see, what the disclaimer does, it says that we really can't even verify that our description of their tools and infrastructure is correct.
Mm.
So we have no evidence that the alleged infrastructure was used for the purposes that Obama says. And then we have a disclaimer that the report on the nature of the infrastructure and tools cannot be warranted, that they don't really
wow.
stand behind this.
Wow. And that is incredible, because here we're thinking that we are going to be getting this bombshell information once they finally decide to brief the House Intelligence Committee. Even Donald Trump is saying, you know, I think it's time everyone wants to move on to bigger and better things, but I'll wait and find out what they know about the Russians. He's even, you know, trying to be patient. But here you're saying they still have not provided any actual hardcore evidence. You know, in the last minute addition to the NDAA there with this countering foreign propaganda, is this how they're going to do it? Just making up fake news and just telling America they need to be very, very, very afraid of the Russians?
That's exactly all it amounts to. In my column, I have a link to the report so people can look at them themselves. I'm sure I have it correct. So what really is going on? See, something is going on under the scene, behind the scenes, maybe something that's much more serious. On the surface, we can conclude that, well, what Obama is trying to do is to box Trump in so that he can't restore relations with Russia.
Mm-hmm.
We can see that that's the obvious conclusion to come from all this. But that itself doesn't seem all that believable, because Trump can rescind the sanctions in 21 days when he's inaugurated. And so we should perhaps consider that there is more going on than meets the eye.
Mm-hmm.
Because one of the main uses of propaganda, and especially about this propaganda of a Russian cyber threat, it could be to prepare the American and European populations for an incident.
Mm.
It could be a real serious incident. It would have to be serious in order to succeed in making it impossible for Trump to restore normal relations between the United States and Russia. And so what could be the nature of this? Well, we don't know, but we do know that the CIA has morphed into being a deep state that uses disinformation, propaganda, to align decisions of Congress, the executive branch, and foreign governments with the with their own secret behind-the-scenes agendas.
Hmm. Have you ever seen a disclaimer like this before?
No, never seen. I've never seen a report issued by an intelligence agency that supposedly backs up hostile, provocative acts of the government against another power have a disclaimer.
Right. I mean, that's the thing. It's like, just take our word for it. We're going to World War III.
Yeah.
Now, well, you know, speaking of, you know, just kind of what we're seeing with this outgoing administration, what was the transition like from Carter, say? Was he trying to muck up the place as much as humanly possible for the incoming administration?
No, no, of course not. Carter was a gentleman. He was a very fine kind of person. No, we had no trouble with him.
Yeah, I mean, I just feel like this is kind of unprecedented from a petulant child, kind of scorched earth policy, if you will. So, you know, when we were in the midst of the Cold War, did anything like this ever happen? Are we seeing kind of Cold War deja vu?
Well, I couldn't say how many times we were given false information about the Soviet threat, because to have a threat is very valuable to the military security complex. They get a lot of budget out of that. They get a lot of power out of it. So they need a threat. And, you know, Eisenhower warned us of that, 60 years ago. So they need a threat.
Mm-hmm.
And, of course, they need a Russian threat. The Muslim threat's not a big enough threat to justify the kinds of military security budgets we have. But to get back to this question of what is really going on here, why... It doesn't make any sense for Obama to make a fool of himself like this.
Mm-hmm.
And so that's why I wonder, I mean, I can't say that this is the case, but I wonder if all of this isn't propaganda to get us ready for some kind of incident that can be used to prevent Trump restoring relations. It would have to be a serious thing. And if that's the case, it could catch the Russians off guard, because you saw what Putin's response was. It was very low-key. In fact, he used it to embarrass Obama and say he wasn't going to expel anybody, and in fact, all the American kids were invited to the Russian Christmas parties. So, if I was the Russian government, I would be wondering about this, because there may be much more than meets the eye.
Mm-hmm.
And I wouldn't just sit there and say, well, this is silly, because it's not natural for the CIA to provoke a situation like this unless it's a cover for something.
Right. I think that's what a lot of us are sort of seeing, is that this is this goes way beyond just being upset that your policies completely got thrown out the window, that your candidate wasn't voted in. Just being upset about the fact that the Americans voted against your policies. This is like, wow, this is sort of irreversible. It'll be interesting to see how Donald Trump and his administration handle this situation. What do you think about Trump's appointments? I know, I believe you're kind of along with us saying, let's give him a chance. Let's see what he's going to do.
Yeah. Well, you know, if he's serious about restoring relations with Russia, and then his appointment to Secretary of State is a very good one, because this is a person from the energy sector who has no interest in bad relations with Russia. He wants to, you know, Exxon wants to be part of the Russian energy business. And so it's a totally different kind of a oligarch than the typical representative of a military security complex. So I think that when Trump announced this appointment, I think he gave the neoconservatives a message that he was serious about good relations. I think appointing the two generals, well, one of the generals, his national security advisor, he's the one who went public and said that it was a willful decision of the Obama regime to send ISIS to Syria. Mm-hmm. And it was against his own recommendation as director of the Defense Intelligence Agency. Well, this is a very brave act, and it shows he's willing to take a stand different from the neoconservative propaganda. And the other general is the one who convinced Trump that torture doesn't work and got him off of that kick to get him back toward a constitutional legal basis. Mm-hmm. So I would say on the whole, those appointments are good. And they're all men who are strong and determined, and that's what it takes if there's going to be any change.
Mm-hmm.
You know, a weak person or a conciliatory person or a person who won't go against conventional thinking, he can't bring change. So
right.
I say let's give him a chance. These appointments, for the reasons I just gave, encourage him.
Right, I agree wholeheartedly, and that's what even Ivanka Trump said. You know, her father is very good at selecting the right people to be on his team to be a success. What do you make of John Bolton? Of course, he's reportedly being considered for a spot on Trump's administration. He's coming out saying Russia must be made to feel the pain over these cyber attacks.
Well, I don't see how he could possibly be appointed because he's a complete contradiction to what Trump has said, and he would be at loggerheads with the Secretary of State, assuming Trump can get his appointment confirmed. You know, the Senate has to confirm him. I've never understood the notion that John Bolton could be in the running. I don't know what that could possibly be about. Often, people float names in order to get them into the running.
Mm-hmm.
So my tendency is to look at Bolton like that.
Mm-hmm.
On the other hand, it could be a way for Trump to have an inside way of knowing what the neocons were saying and thinking.
Right. Exactly. So, you kind of keep your enemies closer, right?
Could be that. If I was Trump, I wouldn't want anybody like that.
Exactly. Because you're always going to have to be, you know, have eyes in the back of your head. Well, I know we're kind of running out of time here, so I want to, what do you think Obama's legacy is really going to be? Obviously, what the American people are going to think is a little bit different than what his legacy is going to be, say, inside the Beltway.
Well, I agree with the spokesperson for the Russian foreign minister. Obama is without doubt the worst president ever, and that he was aligned with evil, and he did evil in the world, terrible evil.
Mm.
And, you know, all I can say is when January 20th comes, it's good riddance.
Yeah.
I hope we never see him again.
Me as well, please. And he just wants to be a sports commentator on ESPN, and please, no, not even that. Just go crawl under your rock. So, you know, I've been kind of saying this as well. So it's interesting to hear you say it, that, you know, you're kind of a little hesitant with just coming right out and saying it, but perhaps preparing the American people for something pretty big to happen with Russia before January 20th. Is that kind of what you're saying, is be on the lookout for them kind of getting us ready for something big?
I think it's the only explanation that makes sense of what we've been witnessing, which is an all-out attack by the director of the CIA. It's a public attack by the director of the CIA against the president-elect. So clearly, this is an effort to discredit Trump, or to prevent him from taking office, or to prevent him from being able to restore normal relations mm-hmm. with Russia. There has to be some explanation of this. Quite clearly, John Brennan will be fired the minute Trump enters the White House. There would have to be a cleansing in the CIA.
Mm.
And so to be so public in the opposition against Trump, it has to have some reason. And I think the only thing that I can really come up with, and of course other people may come up with other reasons, But what I come up with is it's part of the propaganda they give the American people so that if there is some orchestrated incident, the people will be prepared to believe that it's true.
Right. And you also kind of say, could Trump's foreign policy be controlled by false allegations? Maybe they're even kind of setting this up so then he's going to make his decisions based on that, not pivot toward Russia and continue going with the Obama administration with Saudi Arabia, for instance.
Yes, that could be. I mean, I'm sure that's part of it. You see, already, apparently, Trump has agreed to have the CIA briefing. It doesn't make a lot of sense because the CIA doesn't have any real evidence. The briefing will just further convince Trump not to trust the agency. But as we've said, there may be more to this than just trying to box Trump in. This may be preparing the ground for some kind of incident. I don't know. But if I was the Russian government, I would be thinking about putting the armed services on some kind of alert.
Mm.
I wouldn't just sit there and say, well, this is Obama being silly.
It's Obama being absolutely dangerous, frankly. Paul Craig Roberts, thank you so much for all this information. We're going to have you back on the show soon. PaulCraigRoberts.org. But man, you're absolutely right. I mean, he's sending the troops in to surround Russia and saying, ah, don't worry, guys. We're just provoking World War III and have a happy Christmas and a great new year. All right. Well, we'll see you soon.
Okay.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Cal Bend Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's FIVESTARSOAP.com. Or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
My name is Robin. I'm 47 years of age. I absolutely love One World Whey. It was about 5 years ago when a trainer told me it was the end-all of protein powders. One day when I ran out, I decided to try other brands. I spent 8 months and could not find a replacement. I went through tons of brands, types, and flavors, and almost all of them tasted unnatural and not pleasant. When it all boiled down, I came right back to One World Whey. I buy the cost-effective 5-pound container and my family craves their One World Whey too. I look forward to and enjoy having my One World Whey and feel great after I drink it. Thank you, Synergistic Nutrition, for perfecting a protein powder in the product One World Whey. From taste to how it makes me and my family feel, you get an A++.
Call 888-988-3325 or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com.
The Genesis Communications Network is one of America's premier broadcasters of captivating talk radio. We thank you for listening. Now, just imagine, there are thousands of people who are just as passionate about radio as you are. But what you may not realize is how easy and affordable it is to advertise with us. Radio commercials for your business could be heard on hundreds of radio stations across the U.S. every day. We can help you by creating an effective radio advertising campaign for your company. From script writing to producing your commercial, just like the one you're listening to right now. No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Listening to the Alex Jones Show. I am Leanne McAdoo here, joined by Owen Schroyer. and we are here to tell you. Visit InfoWarsLife.com right now. We are quickly selling out of all of our top items, and I am telling you, Alex Jones, he's a crazy man, but he is not crazy enough to keep on doing store-wide free shipping. So I cannot stress enough, this is the time to get all of those heavy storable foods, the water filters, all those big ticket items that you've been wanting, but, you know, perhaps the shipping is going to be a little too much for you, put you over the edge. Go to the InfoWars store right now. We have free shipping for a limited time. Alex Jones is always kind of extending these specials, but that one is going to end. Now is the time to take advantage of the free shipping store-wide. Go for the seeds, the survival foods. And, of course, we are also extending those Christmas specials over at InfoWarsLife.com. We've got Living Defense, Super Male Vitality, Brain Force Plus, Survival Shield X2, all those things at about 30% off. The Silver Bullet Colloidal Silver is 50% off, which that is really great this time of year. It takes care of so many different kinds of infections. But again, store-wide, free shipping for a limited time on absolutely everything that we've got going for us at InfoWars. So visit InfoWarsLife.com. Get your order today. We're selling out of all of our most popular products, and you're going to have to wait at least a month into the new year to get those items that you really like. So visit InfoWars store, InfoWarsLife.com. Get yours today. Thank you very much. And, of course, you are helping to support this broadcast, helping stay on the air, helping us hire reporters like Mr. Owen Schroyer, the viral video DDoS extraordinaire. So I know you said you had one more, you know, story that you wanted to get to here.
Well, no, this is actually kind of carrying over from the conversation that you and Paul Craig Roberts just had. You know, and I'm sitting here, and I never really thought of this in this light. Everybody's kind of seeing the liberal hypocrisies and the double standards and everything. But this is one that kind of really hit home to me listening to you two talk. You've got liberal Obama up here, quote-unquote liberal Obama, behaving like a quote-unquote conservative, right? I mean, he's now the warmonger. He's now the one putting stress on foreign relations. He's now the one trying to get in to a heightened state of war or a heightened state of physical activity here, which is what the liberals claim the conservatives do, right? I mean, that's the whole liberal thing. Conservatives are the warmongers. Conservatives are the ones always trying to push war. But now this is Obama, who's basically behaving like a quote-unquote conservative, but yet the liberal minions are still buying it hook, line, and sinker.
Is that the chicken neck Nelly Bill Gates?
Well, this is a different story I can mention.
Okay, sorry.
But
chicken neck Nelly's telling us what to do.
We can talk about the chicken neck Nelly here with this goblin flopper in a second. But I just find it amazing. I can never wrap my mind around the liberal mind hockey that these people have to play just to have a foundation in their beliefs. Again, quote-unquote liberals are against quote-unquote conservatives warmongering and all this stuff.
Okay, look, I can see
right now. But yet they love Obama.
I can see the smoke coming out of your head, and this is exactly my point I was trying to make earlier. You're driving yourself crazy because you are trying to make sense of crazy people. These are sociopaths doing crazy things. None of you out there need to try and make sense of this craziness.
All right. Keep your so humanity. Every liberal then is a sociopath.
Pretty much.
Fine. How about this? Bill Gates, we'll cover this more in the news tonight. Bill Gates says the world is not prepared to cope with a deadly flu epidemic. And in this story, guess what he talks about? More vaccines!
He's going to save
more vaccines! I need another needle! There's mumps outbreaking everywhere, but give me another vaccine, Bill Gates!
This is the same guy that said he wants to get the population down to zero, so let's go ahead and trust him. Lou in Kentucky, David in California, we are going to be sending you some t-shirts. Thank you for holding so long to try and get your question in. Now, be sure to watch InfoWars Nightly News tonight. Myself and Margaret Howell will be co-hosting.
I don't want your vaccine, you chicken neck freak!
This is GCN, the Genesis Communication
Call. A calm me down vaccine.
A sedation?
A sedation.